Hi, this is a declaration for patient Angela Alston. Date of service is 2/5/2024. Date of birth is 5/22/66. Date of accident is 12/1/2022. The patient Angela Alston presents for a follow-up evaluation today. She has been injured in an automobile accident where she was involved in a frontal collision with another car as a restaurant driver, leading to headaches and some symptoms of TBI, which included blurred vision, forgetfulness, disorientation, lack of focus, loss of concentration. She went to the Beaumont Hospital. However, she left a LAMA against medical advice. She also started having some pain syndrome in the neck, mid-back, lower back, and also right shoulder, and involvement of the first and third finger of the both hands, first, second, and third finger. He also started having pain in the left hip, both knees, and right ankle. Currently, she reports that her pain level is around 8 in the both shoulders. She is even reporting some pain in the right shoulder, which was not reported before today. She states that she can only do forward flexion up to 90 degrees, abduction up to 90 degrees on both shoulders. It includes the left shoulder also. Pain in the neck and the lower back is reported to be 8, and no radiation to the arms is listed. No weakness of the arm is reported. However, she does have a continuous burning sensation of the left leg, which goes sometime up to ankle, but usually up to the knee in the lateral and the posterior side, like in S1, S2 dermatop fashion. Pain level varies from 8 to 9, while ADLs are affected 9. Patient reports only 10 to 20% improvement in the pain level. Please review the chart for the ADLs and for system review, additional history. The substance abuse and compliance system. In the physical examination, blood pressure is 126/89, pulse is 78, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam is still the same from the previous visit of 1/4/2024. Dictation number is 0111-009. So the patient has positive findings in the area of shoulder, left shoulder, that has been discussed to her. There is a finding of involvement of supraspinatus, infraspinatus, subscapularis tendon, and biceps tendon. She also has problem in the disc herniation with C4-5, C5-6, C6-7 disc. Facet arthropathy in C2-3, C3-4, C4-5, C5-6, C6-7. In the lumbar spine, patient is found to have a bulging disc, ligamentum flavum thickening of L2-3. L3, L4, and L4, L5, L5, S1, along with facet arthropathy, ligamentum flavum hypertrophy, and involvement of bilateral neural foramina, narrowing, especially at L3, 4, and L4, L5, L5, S1. The patient has been informed about the alternate treatment, which include a series of injection treatment to the shoulder, for the left, cervical epidural and lumbar epidural. The patient has not been able to agree or consent to the treatment. Alternate treatment of surgery, spinal cord stimulation device were also discussed with her. The patient is being referred to counseling. An MRI of the brain with neuroquant is being ordered. with SWI since the patient has ongoing headaches with the severe difficulty sleeping and apnea, no major loss of memory or loss of balance is reported, no vision problems are reported. An MRI of the right shoulder is also ordered so that the patient has a complaint of right shoulder pain can be found out the pathology. Health education, post motor vehicular education is recommended to the patient. He is referred to a psychiatrist. In addition, patients are provided with the Portalux biomodulation device for further help. She is referred to chiropractor like she is doing. And she's also seeing a neurologist at Northwest Neurology Clinic and Neurodiagnostic Center for her apnea. And sleep studies have been done that we have not got back any report. She underwent BAEP study for dizziness and TCD study, cancer testing, but we haven't received the information yet from the neurologist despite sending several times. The patient is provided a prescription for Orclan. For pain relief, 50 milligram every 12 hours, 30 days, supply 60 tablets. Is also provided with naproxen 500, A-level 50 milligram at night, gabapentin 600, 3 times a day. For further relief, her MAPS were reviewed and they looked in compliance. Her labs have been reviewed and they look in compliance. Thank you.